We're doing the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, the fifth ma'amar, the fifth speech. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan taught, the Talmud tells us in Brachos, that when a person is leading benching, and he says, Nevarech she'achalnu mishelo, let us bless the one from whom we ate, Harei ze Talmid Chacham. That's the way a Talmid Chacham, that's the way a learned person would introduce benching. If a person says, Lemi she'achalnu mishelo, let us bless the one who we ate from him, meaning he's stressing that person, so to speak, or that one, so then Harei ze Bur, that's a person that's not learned at all. Amar le Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava le Rav Ashi, Sir Rav Acha, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi, V'amrinan, but we say on the Pesach night, we make a blessing at the end of the recounting of that God. Though we make the blessing, Lemi, we do stress the one and only, She'asal avoteinu v'lanu et kol anisim ha'ilu, who made all these great miracles to us. We make a blessing, concluding the story of the Seder, we make a blessing, and there we do stress Lemi, we do stress to the one. How come you say in benching, if you say Nevarech Lemi she'achalnu mishelo, if you stress to the one from whom we ate, that's considered unlearned, and yet at the Seder night we do stress that. Amar Lei, he answered him, Hatamucha milta, over there, it's obvious, Man avid nisa kud shabrichu, who's the one that did the miracles? God. If you say in benching, let us bless the one, it sounds like it might be your host. Let us bless the one whose food we ate. Who are you talking about? So that's the Gemara. Says Rav Hutner, nonetheless, we have to explain the mich nisanu lechol ze. How do we get into all this? The lama utzuchu lomar b'lashon ze shel lemi she'asa v'lismoch ala mucha milta. Why, nonetheless, did our sages say to include that word in the Seder? Meaning you're telling me it's better to omit the word. It's better to omit to the one. Just say, let us bless he who did, or... the word lemi stresses that individual, and that leaves room for misunderstanding. Well, then why stick it in? You're telling me, well, it's not really a misunderstanding because we're talking about miracles, so everyone understands we're talking about God. Well, why bother mentioning it? Why leave room for misunderstanding and then say, yeah, but you wouldn't misunderstand anyways? Why don't you just say, let us bless God? Why do you have to leave it in a concealed form? Let us bless the one who did the great miracles for us and our forefathers. Just say, let us bless God who did the miracles for us and our forefathers. And then we don't need all these proofs and this logic. Is the question clear? Yes? Venire. So he says, it would seem betama davar, when it comes to understanding this, mishum damira besignon ze, because saying it in this fashion, kolelet betocha azkarat shem shamayim, it seems to encompass mentioning Hashem's name in the form of a question and answer. As the Gemara said it, Man avid nisa, who performs miracle? Kud shabrichu, God. So our sages purposely worded it as Lemi she'asa l'avoteinu v'lanu et kol hanisim ha'ilu, to the one who performed, and that leaves like a question mark form, who is that one? And then the inferred answer is to God. Umekevan shesipur yitziat Mitzrayim nemra halacha sheshela v'tshuva, being that when it comes to the recounting of the Exodus, so the halacha says the whole way of recounting has to be in question answer form. Madrinan shegam azkarat shem shamayim tiyeh b'derech zeh. So we try to make it that even mentioning God's name will be in this form. You'll notice that when we discuss everything at the Seder, we have a pivotal point. We start saying, why are we eating the Pesach? Why are we eating the Matzah? Why are we eating the Maror? Everything begins with a question. You guys know what I'm talking about? At the Seder, we have the pivotal point of the Seder. Rabbi Gamliel says, if you don't explain these three things, you're not Yotze. You haven't fulfilled your obligation. Pesach, Matzah, Maror. And then we start asking questions. Okay, so what's the Pesach all about? We answer. Then we ask, what's the Matzah all about? We answer. What's the Maror all about? We answer. Why? Because that's the halacha, that Pesach should revolve around questions and answers. We could add to this that that's also the way the verse words it. Malecha yam kitanus. When we sing the Hallel, even the Hallel is in question form. We turn to the sea and we say, why are you running away? And Meshiv, so the sea replies, Midifnei Adon, I'm running away from the master of the world who's taking the Jews out of Egypt. Being that that chapter is discussing the exodus of Egypt, so the whole way it's discussed is with question-answer form. So the whole idea of the night of the Seder is to keep arousing questions. Let the kids ask. Out of the question comes the answer. Out of the question comes an interest, a connection. You have to have a good question in order to appreciate a good answer. So the halacha says everything on the night of the Seder has to be question-answer. Our whole point, we do a lot of weird things on the Seder, is to get the kid to ask questions. And he says, even in the Hallel, the way we sing the praise of the sea splitting, we say, why'd you split the sea? And the sea answers, well, God is taking his people out of Egypt. That's why I split. And even the form of mentioning Hashem's name, that's what he began with, is mentioned in question form. He says, let us bless the one who did the great miracles. And that begs the question, who is the one? And then we understand that is God.